We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
29 days away from training camp, the start of football season for your Houston Texans. The pads will be colliding. Deshaun Watson will be throwing the ball to DeAndre Hopkins and Kiki Coutine. Not sure if Will Fuller is going to be a full go, but he'll definitely be ready at the start of the season. Life is going to be good. Clowney Watch will be upon us, and we'll have you covered because we will be out there right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. We're going to put Stanford Rout on the spot when he gets here. We're going to play a little bit of word association with the former NFL cornerback. But James Harden, he was making the rounds. He was in China during the NBA awards. Kind of a weird thing that someone who cares so much about MVP and an organization that cares so much about the MVP award wouldn't have the face of the franchise and the guy that they've been pushing for so hard at the awards ceremony itself. Just seems kind of like a little bit of hypocrisy, for lack of a better term. But he did a little Q&A when he was making the global rounds, John Lopez. And James Harden was asked. James Harden is blank.
He was asked a bunch of rapid-fire questions, and we'll have the audio for you here in just a second. But one of the one that stood out to me was he was asked, keep in mind, this is after Monday night. Keep in mind that he knew exactly the results, and he was asked, finish this sentence. My name is James Harden, and I am, and he said, MVP. So, a little bit of a PR. He needs some PR, too. We were talking about that. I put together a list of, the players in this city, the people in this city that need the most help and need a public relations makeover, if you will. I think the top three, without question, are James Harden, Bill O'Brien, and Chris Paul.
I think one of those is helpless.
And that would be Chris Paul.
Can't change Chris Paul.
Yeah.
You can't change him. He's like the grumpy dog that doesn't want to accept the fact that he can't play fetch as well as he once did, and he just bites everybody because of it. He just sits on the porch and bites everybody because he can't play fetch anymore.
James Harden needs to call J.J. Watt and J.J. Watt's people and just ask a very simple question. How do you do it? Because J.J. does it the right way. He's out front when he needs to be, although not as much. As the big charity softball game and invites everybody, and you know can be very humble in his interviews and such. Does so much for the community. We all know about the Harvey stuff and all that. James Harden does charity work. He just doesn't sell it and come across the way JJ does. He needs to call his people and just say, how do you do it? This was not a good look for him. Just the day after the MVP is done, finish this sentence. I'm James Harden, and I am MVP. I get it, confidence and all that, but just want a good look.
I just don't understand why you even care about it so much at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, you just lost in the playoffs. You lost to the Golden State Warriors when Kevin Durant was out. So I don't understand the obsession with the MVP still. Your next goal should be getting a championship. I don't understand the motivation by it. But here's the piece of audio that John Lopez
has been
talking about.
He was in Manila doing a Q&A.
Answer this. I am James Harden, and I am...
It did seem like they were kind of agging him on there.
He was playing to the crowd too, but it was a quick rapid fire question and answer that he did. It was some interesting stuff there.
I didn't find that very interesting. You found that interesting, John?
No, there was some interesting stuff there.
What else was interesting to you?
Well, you want to play some of it?
Not really, but what was so interesting?
Well, he did some rapid fire questions and he talked about the haters, how he wants to let them keep talking because that means. That he's doing something right, which I actually agree with that, the whole spell the name right thing. And it said, first question he was asked was about the last season and what he learned. He said, we just got to stay healthy. Hope he learned more than that. Hope he learned more than that, too.
You found that interesting.
I did. You didn't?
Not really. I got to stay healthy, and hate is going to hate, is what he said. I feel like he could have... He could have done that. I don't know if James Harden really needs to repair anything. I think people are just critical of him because he hasn't gotten that championship. I think once he gets that championship, if he does, mm-hmm. he's about to be 30 years old. He's got plenty of time. Dirk Nowitzki got his at 33. Kevin Garnett got his at 33. They were getting the same kind of criticism. Once that happens, it does go away. But if I was James Harden's PR guy, I would probably say it doesn't matter if you're the MVP. I know you're kind of pandering, but you've already won your MVP. Mm-hmm. Kobe won one MVP. Shaq won one MVP. And I can assure you this, and he's never going to be on the same level as the Kobe's and Shaq's as far as just the pedigree that people value when it comes to a basketball player. But if you are going to do this, I can assure you that when Kobe Bryant lost in the finals mm-hmm. to the Celtics, or when Shaq and Kobe lost in the finals to the Detroit Pistons, I very seriously doubt that when they were doing a tour and they were going around, they were talking about MVP awards. I promise you that. I very seriously doubt that that was still on their mind.
I think it. You know, they may have thought about it, talked about it a little bit privately, but that's just not how they operated. I mean, Kobe Bryant, you know, wasn't the best teammate in the world by any stretch. Wasn't the best player for a coach to coach by any stretch, but he was a stone cold killer. You know, come the postseason, and that's why you put up with it.
What about Bill O'Brien? How would you help Bill O'Brien repair his image? And why do you think Bill O'Brien's one of the three prominent figures that needs some PR help to help his image here in Houston?
Bill O'Brien just needs to take down that wall. Just don't answer with the canned quotes. Don't answer, you know, bristling like you know, we're asking you something that is unfair or whatever, when people are really just asking you about, you know, third down in the red zone or something. You know, don't be so rigid and distant. I would love for Bill O'Brien to come into the studio one day for an hour with the promise and the follow through of spending an hour talking to Bill O'Brien about anything but football. I think he just.
Where would you start?
I think he just needs to just let down the wall, be relaxed, let people in. People want to know their head coach. You know, one of the great things about Kubiak, and he became kind of a polarizing guy, people knew what he was all about. You know, he was you know, just the way he was, his demeanor, et cetera. He was as honest as he could be most times. Sometimes too honest. Bill O'Brien, you still don't know much about the guy. He's been here 6 years. Just let down the wall, man. Open it a little bit.
I get what you're saying, and I do think that there's like it comes across as naturally defensive, like
yes.
with Bill O'Brien, and I think a lot of times he thinks people are against him when they're really not. And I also think, you know, if I felt like Bill O'Brien didn't care what people thought, then I wouldn't really care about this, but mm-hmm. sometimes some of the stuff that he says, whether it's you guys don't understand how hard it is to win in the NFL, or it's not my job and all this kind of stuff, I feel like he does to a certain point kind
of course
care
everybody does
what people thinks. But I don't know that there's really that much to Bill O'Brien. I don't mean that insulting. I'm not talking about like he doesn't have a soft spot. I mean, we've seen him at home in Hard Knocks and stuff like that. I'm not saying that, but I honestly just think Bill O'Brien, regardless of how you feel about him, Bill O'Brien loves football. Mm-hmm. I think Bill O'Brien lives, eats, breathes football. I don't think Bill O'Brien, when it comes to hobbies, I don't think Bill O'Brien has a ton of hobbies. I think this guy, and I'm not even saying this insulting, because there's a lot of guys who this is just what they do. This is just what they love. I think Bill O'Brien sincerely, genuinely, 100%, his family is up there at the top. And then as far as that, as far as his hobbies, as far as what he's watching on TV, I think Bill O'Brien's watching something football related. I think he's thinking about football. I think he's talking about football. I think Bill O'Brien lives, eats, breathes football. I don't think he's that interesting.
Let me change your mind.
Okay.
I think I can change your mind.
I'd love for you to. And that's not an insult either. Like,
No. Because
some people want their football. I mean, your football. I think Bill Belichick's somewhat similar, although I think he's loosened up as he's had more and more success.
That's funny, because I think I can change your mind this way. It shouldn't be that we know more about what Bill Belichick is more really about than Bill O'Brien. It shouldn't be that way. We know Bill Belichick.
I think we know what he's about.
No, hold on.
I feel like I know what he's about.
Hold on. Nobody likes football more than Bill Belichick. The historian in him. You start asking about some historic players, he goes on for hours.
He's got 8 rings.
He's got all those rings. He'll talk about football. He bleeds football. It's all about football. And yet we still know more about him than Bill O'Brien. Loves horse racing. We've seen him at several of those big events.
Takes glamour shots with his hot girlfriend.
Takes glamour shots with his hot girlfriend. Loves
to
fishing.
Fish. Likes to fish.
Goes fishing every summer two or three times in the Florida Keys with Jimmy Johnson. That's just wrong. That we know more about Bill Belichick than we do Bill O'Brien.
I think I know everything about Bill O'Brien. I mean, I do feel like there's a shield, but I feel like football is what he knows,
mm-hmm.
and football is what he likes. That's just me, though.
But not more than Bill Belichick, and we still know more about Belichick.
Because he's been on the stage so much, and there's so much more media attention that comes with winning those six Super Bowl rings, eight total, if you count the Giants. Chris Paul, we both agree, you can't change Chris Paul.
Cannot change Chris Paul.
That's not going to happen. So the In the Loop PR firm cannot help Chris Paul. Can we help Stanford Rout? He joins us right now on a hump day.
Of course he can always
he's
help.
He's got his H-Town hat on. He's looking fresh today, looking nice and well-dressed, just like he
there
was
it
a
is
week
again.
Ago. Just
there
like
it
he was
again.
A week ago. What? Just like he was a week ago. You're looking good, Stan. We're going to put Stan on the spot. We're not going to give you any time to sit here. We don't give a damn how you're doing. We're when you come
wow.
here, we
no
got
respect.
A task. No respect. Yeah. No respect. No respect. We're going right good. Into it with Stanford Rout. John Lopez has some rapid fire stuff for you 29 days away from training camp. Stanford, you have to answer as quickly as possible. Less wow. than 2 seconds is what we're going to give
less
you.
Less than a second.
Okay. About half your 40 time. You got 2 seconds. Okay?
It's like you're sitting at the psychologist's office.
Okay. All right.
Got your feet up.
The first thing that comes
and
to
I'm
mind.
Gonna, I got 30, oh, wow. 30 words slash terms here. This is
oh,
fun.
My goodness. Okay,
it's word association.
29 days away, Stan.
I say this, you tell me immediately what comes to mind.
Okay.
Kevin Johnson.
Corner.
Justin Reed.
Free safety, pro bowler, pro bowl talent.
Chantrell Henderson.
Oh, wow. don't know him that well.
Nick Caserio.
GM, Texans trying to poach him from the Patriots.
You're giving job descriptions, though. Give me an
we're
opinion.
Not
okay,
like,
all right.
Listen,
okay.
Like, listen, like, hey, Stanford, do you know who this is? Joe Montana.
Yeah. Okay. Quarterback.
Right. Give me some minutes. That's probably our fault.
What the hell is going on with them?
Letterman jackets.
2012.
There you go. Mark Vandermeer.
Host over here at the network.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Baller.
All right. DeAndre Hopkins.
Stud.
Andrew Luck.
Baller. Stud.
He's both. John McClain.
insider.
There you go. J.J. Watt.
One of the best ever.
Clay Walker.
Don't even know the name. I'm sorry.
Football time in
the
Texas.
Name.
You don't mean Houston. You don't need it. Brian Gain.
Alston.
Yep. Ryan Griffin.
Ousted.
Mm-hmm. New England Patriots.
Pillar of the entire NFL right now.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Pay the man.
Red zone.
That's the money zone.
Money zone. Playoffs.
That's where you make your legacy.
Yep. Offensive line.
Quarterback's best friend.
All right. Dante Foreman.
This is going to be his year.
Ooh. Okay.
Cal McNair.
Somebody I've never even heard speak, and I wonder if he actually has a different mentality other than his late father.
There you go. Deshaun Watson.
Budding superstar in this league.
Rick Smith.
Somebody that I felt had a little bit of a blind spot and a soft spot for guys he had bought in and not really ready to let them go when he needs to.
Good job. Bill O'Brien.
The butt chin. double chin.
And I'll give you one more. Jack Easterby.
I don't know too much about Jack Easterby. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. I just know that former Patriot, been with the Patriots and the Texans, yeah. and a lot of that Nick Caserio scandal.
Good job, Stan.
Good job. Good job.
Some good stuff there. What are you laughing at, man? That was some good stuff there. You know what we got you doing at 120, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, we got you. We got you here because Tom Brady, he has social media for the first time this season. We're gonna ask you about the relationship between social media and athletes in sports.
Well, you know, Tom Brady's been having a social media.
Well, he doesn't have Twitter.
Well, he had Instagram. He just started Twitter about a month ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just started okay.
Twitter. And we're actually going to get your – we think you're an expert on something that we find very close. What goes into a profile pick? So be ready at 1:20. We need to ask Stanford Rout what goes in to the profile pick. We got two pictures right here.
You know, man. One thing that Stanford really knows – we're going to do that at 1:20 – one thing Stanford really knows that I want to get to right here, you know, kind of like the social, social networking, if you will, of professional athletes.
I feel like that's a
loaded statement.
You know
where I'm going. You know where I'm going.
I think
with
I know this. Where you're going, but yes, I know a thing or two about social networking. Yes.
So Le'Veon Bell had a there was a 911 call, and apparently there were two naked girls in his bed that robbed him.
$1 million in goods, $500,000 in jewelry.
Dollars. I feel like this is like we all have our areas of specialties.
What are you saying about my man here?
Our wheelhouse, if you will. I feel like this is right in Stanford Rout's wheelhouse.
Stanford Rout on In the Loop, by the way. What were your thoughts on that? I have a theory on this.
What were my thoughts on it?
Thoughts, thoughts.
Well, number one, as soon as I read the article, like when everything came out, I believe it's about a month ago, something like that, and it said two girlfriends, I pretty much already knew what time it was. And the thing is, in this world, especially now with the way social media has just become rampant and just with now how everybody knows everything about said athletes, salary, things like that, this, that, and the other, because of that, you now have people that definitely want to make a come up. And I know it doesn't sound great to say. I know it's not the most popular opinion, but I'm just going to go ahead and just put it out there that there are females out there that they have pimps. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go ahead and say it just like that.
Sure.
And they will.
This is why you're our go-to guy on these things.
And they will set you up flat out. They will set you up.
So this wasn't girlfriends.
No, this was not girlfriends. No, this was not that. But I will say this, man, that there are females, not everybody. So please, like I said, I don't want anybody to misconstrue
what
I'm saying.
At S-Route 26.
But there are females that will try to get you set up, and you will find yourself out with them one night, throwing back a couple of beers, maybe some liquor or something like that, and then all of a sudden you wind up going home with one or two or three or something like that, and then you will wake up the next morning and they've disappeared. You have no idea where they are, and some of your jewelry, some of your cash, some of your very expensive items in your home may all of a sudden have just magically disappeared. And that was the game the entire time. Try to get the guy drunk. That way he goes home disoriented, he's inebriated, he falls asleep like how we all have in a, you know, drunken stupor.
Right.
And then before you know it, you wake up and you notice your stuff is gone. So that's something that is not uncommon in
What you're saying is very few players in the NFL were surprised by this.
I would venture to say yes. Very few players were actually surprised to hear this. Anybody that actually knows anything about Miami, Florida, or knows anything about going out and actually being out and about on the streets. Now, guys who are, let's say, married with kids, somebody like Phillip Rivers, he got like 9 kids. Phillip Rivers probably knows nothing about this because he probably hasn't been to a club probably since maybe college.
Ever.
Yeah, exactly. So anybody who's actually been out and about in Miami, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, New York, things like that, who's actually out and about on the scene, that's not a surprise to them. No, it's not.
You know what my theory was? Yours is strong. You know what mine was?
What?
He didn't make a mistake leaving the girls in his bed at his house. He made the mistake leaving two. If he would have left just one, it would have been okay. He made the mistake leaving two. They start talking. They start, like, exchanging stuff.
I
feel like you can leave one, but if he left two,
but you're
I feel
saying
like
it was premeditated.
I can tell you, like, yes, like, that right there was not a simple crime of opportunity.
Yeah,
no, that,
right.
that was not that. That was not where they set up, you know what? Girl, let's go ahead and take some of his jewelry. Take some of his cat. No,
They knew
that,
going in?
That was the plan all along. They knew that going in. It's almost kind of like how an offensive coordinator scripts the first 15 plays going into a game. Like, they knew they were about to attack that corner.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, they knew.
So you're saying this was like the Steve Mariucci-Bill Walsh combination that he had going there. Okay.
This right here was not a crime of opportunity. No, it was not. Right here was planned. That was the plan from the jump. And simply because, like, from what I understand, he got up the next morning to go work out, dedicated athlete, and then all of a sudden he comes back and
they gone.
They've disappeared.
The 911 call.
Yes.
Can you describe them? Yeah, they're naked. They're not wearing any clothes.
What are they wearing? Yeah. Stanford Rout with us in the loop, Sports Radio 610, one of the fastest cornerbacks to ever do it. Right now, 832-430-2946. You're going to win four tickets to the Gold Cup quarterfinals, the CONCACAF Gold Cup quarterfinals, June 29th at NRG Stadium, 832-430-2946. It's going to be a very, very, very fun event. 832-430-2946. You got a four-pack of tickets to go see some elite soccer this weekend out there at NRG, the Gold Cup quarterfinals, June 29th. We're going to go around the NFL with Stanford Rout next. Members of the media are leaving DeAndre Hopkins off of their top five wide receiver lists. Is Stanford going to do the same thing? We're going to get his top five wideouts in the game when we go around the NFL next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.